So you ask Paul, is he in a state of bliss? And I have to register who is Paul. You're looking at me, you're asking me, so that's me, that's this person here. And I like questions like that because I don't really get a direct experience of who we call Paul. It's something nebulous, it's something floating around somewhere. It's as though this somebody that we call Paul is floating around the body we call Paul. It's not actually in that body, because when the body experiences something, something's watching the experience. The body is having the pain, the body is this, the body is that. And then every now and again there's bliss. And then this bliss is so incredible. It's a vibration, it's a tingling. Everything is extra wonderful. But still it gets watched. And then when this bliss goes down, there's something that sort of goes still. And the words that keep coming up from Jesus, the peace that passeth all understanding. But it's not peace, because peace is opposite from disturbance. So it's not peace. Willie Nelson said, stillness, still moving. It's not stillness, and it's not movement. It's something else. It's just something else. It's not good and it's not bad. It's not here and it's not there. It just is an isness. And then, as I say, in this entity we call Paul, this happens and that happens. But it's not identified as me. It's as though, oh, the cellular memory is going through that now, or it's thinking this, or it's doing that. And it's not disconnecting from taking responsibility, because that's me as well, but it's not identified with that. So I don't always say this, as it's very confusing, but I doesn't relate to me anymore. I want to keep talking about Paul, not I, but then when you talk in the third person, it's hard to follow. So Paul has a headache. I don't have a headache, because I don't have a head. But my body has a head, and my body has a headache, and I feel it, because I'm still attached, still connected, still part of the body. But another part doesn't have a headache. It doesn't go up and it doesn't go down. But it's not flat or neutral or boring. It's very alive and sort of tingly in a way. And it's separate and not separate. It's just as though it floats around. So, as an illustration, he wakes up in the morning and slowly comes awake from wherever he's been and comes back into the body. And there's a, how are we today? And then sometimes, ooh, there's some excitement there. So what's going on today? Oh, a new computer coming. Oh. Not excitement. It's a bit flat today. What's that about? Don't know. Oh, I've got to cut the grass. Well, that's all right. Oh, yeah. So a little conversation goes on, watching these things. Oh, so we need to do that. Okay. All right. I would prefer not to be doing that, but I'd love to have it done. And it's all from a distance, in a way. Watching. And on one level, everything is always perfect. There's a realization, whether it's true or not, there's a realization that everything is for and nothing is against. That everything is interconnected in every way. Just like if the room is full of smoke, and you move your hand, there's a swirl. There's a realization that every action, every movement, every emotion, every thought affects everything else. Everything. And eventually you find yourself talking to cockroaches. I'm very sorry, cockroach, but you have to go outside. We want this place clean. It's not there's anything wrong with you, but you leave your stuff all over the place and you're dirty and things, so you have to go outside. I'm sorry, mosquito, but if you keep doing that, I'm going to have to zap you, because if you bite me, it itches for ages. I don't want to think. It's a choice, but there's a respect. Not only every person, not only for every living thing, but for the chair you're sitting on. There's a respect. A deep, deep respect. And the respect is part of because there's a realization, this chair isn't separate from me. We're all vibrating at different frequencies, but we're all vibrating and it's the same frequency and it's the same unformed particle. And then another, say, realization, feeling, sensation, that nothing is more or less important than anything else. Everything is equal. Everybody is equal. Everything is equal. The cockroach, I can't find the word, it's not deserves, not commands, equal to an equal respect to anything or anyone else. Certainly there might be more of a different type of respect or admiration for somebody who is devoting their life for what they can contribute to the planet rather than what they're taking. But still, not good, not bad. Nothing more or less important than anything else.